听力考试，现在开始。
请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Do you go to your parents' house every weekend?
Yes. Every Sunday afternoon at 2. My father prepares a big meal for all of us. Aren't you moving to a smaller apartment?
Someday, yes. I have already spent months searching for a good one.Do you know if Mary has come by the office this morning?
I just got here myself, so I'm not the one to ask.
So, did you do anything exciting on vacation?
Actually, I went to Russia. What about you?
Oh.We just hung out at the beach and then we went to watch some movies.
Hey, Jane. Are you coming to watch the tennis match this afternoon?
Sorry, I can't. I have a student government meeting.
Student government? I thought you joined the chess club this term.
I do that too.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白，读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
I'd like to make a reservation for three, please. We'd like two rooms for one night.
That's one room with one bed and one room with two beds for one night, correct?
No, that's one room with one bed and one room without beds.
One room without beds? What do you mean?
The room without beds is for my two cats. We bring their own beds.I'd like to make a reservation for three, please. We'd like two rooms for one night.
That's one room with one bed and one room with two beds for one night, correct?
No, That's one room with one bed and one room without beds.
One room without beds? What do you mean?
The room without beds is for my two cats. We bring their own beds.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hi, Mary, how are you doing? Sorry, I'm late.
Ah, that's okay.
Have you been here long?
I just got here. I haven't ordered yet. Are you hungry?
Yeah, a little. I'd love a drink first though. So, how's your work?
Oh, pretty good. Guess what?
What? Go on. Tell me.
I got a raise.
Hey, that's great news. When?
I just heard about it on Monday.
Congratulations! Hi, Mary, how are you doing? Sorry, I'm late.
Ah, that's okay.
Have you been here long?
I just got here. I haven't ordered yet. Are you hungry?
Yeah, a little. I'd love a drink first though. So, how's your work?
Oh, pretty good. Guess what?
What? Go on. Tell me.
I got a raise.
Hey, that's great news. When?
I just heard about it on Monday.
Congratulations!
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hello, Professor Nelson. You've been invited to attend a three-day conference in Brighton and to give a report on your latest research.
That's great. When does it start?
On the 5th of next month.
That doesn't leave me much time to prepare a report.
You have still got a week. This is a chance not to be missed. Many other famous scientists from all over the world will attend the conference.
Are you going?
No, I'm afraid not. I'm going on a business trip to New York the day after tomorrow. But I was asked to have a report to be read at the conference. I was wondering whether you would mind reading it for me.
No. It's a pleasure to do something for you.
Hello, Professor Nelson.You've been invited to attend a three-day conference in Brighton and to give a report on your latest research.
That's great. When does it start?
On the 5th of next month.
That doesn't leave me much time to prepare a report.
You have still got a week. This is a chance not to be missed. Many other famous scientists from all over the world will attend the conference.
Are you going?
No, I'm afraid not. I'm going on a business trip to New York the day after tomorrow. But I was asked to have a report to be read at the conference. I was wondering whether you would mind reading it for me.
No. It's a pleasure to do something for you.
听下面一段对话，回答第13至第16四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hello. I'm Mr. Smith. This is my wife. We moved next door to you last week.
Nice to meet you, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Come in, please. Have a seat. Would you like some coffee?
No, thanks. We'll just stay for a minute.
Well, what can I do for you then?
We're having a party this Friday evening at our place. And we'd like you and your family to join us.
Oh, I'd like to, but I'm not sure about my husband's schedule. He always works late.
The party will begin at 5:30 p.m., and will probably last 3 or 4 hours.
Why don't you give me your telephone number? I'll call you tomorrow.
Please do. This is our phone number.
Do you need any help preparing for the party, Mr. Smith? I'm free every afternoon.
That's very nice of you. How about 4 p.m.?
I'll be there.
Hello. I'm Mr. Smith. This is my wife. We moved next door to you last week.
Nice to meet you, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Come in, please. Have a seat. Would you like some coffee?
No, thanks. We'll just stay for a minute.
Well, what can I do for you then?
We're having a party this Friday evening at our place, and we'd like you and your family to join us.
Oh, I'd like to, but I'm not sure about my husband's schedule. He always works late.
The party will begin at 5:30 p.m. and will probably last 3 or 4 hours.
Why don't you give me your telephone number? I'll call you tomorrow.
Please do. This is our phone number.
Do you need any help preparing for the party, Mr. Smith? I'm free every afternoon.
That's very nice of you. How about 4 p.m.?
I'll be there.
听下面一段独白，回答第17至第20四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Many rules govern drivers on American streets and highways. The most common ones are the speed limit. The speed limit regulates how fast a car may go. On streets in the city, the speed limit is usually 25 or 35 miles per hour. On highways between cities, the speed limit is usually 55 miles per hour. When people drive over the speed limit, a policeman can stop them. The policeman gives them pieces of paper, which people call traffic tickets. Traffic tickets tell the drivers how much money they must pay. When drivers receive too many tickets, they probably cannot drive for a while. The rush hour is when people are going to work or going home from work. At the rush hour, there are many cars on the streets and traffic moves very slowly. Nearly all American cities have rush hours. Drivers do not get tickets very often for speeding at the rush hours because they cannot drive fast.
Many rules govern drivers on American streets and highways. The most common ones are the speed limit. The speed limit regulates how fast a car may go. On streets in the city, the speed limit is usually 25 or 35 miles per hour. On highways between cities, the speed limit is usually 55 miles per hour. When people drive over the speed limit, a policeman can stop them. The policeman gives them pieces of paper which people call traffic tickets. Traffic tickets tell the drivers how much money they must pay. When drivers receive too many tickets, they probably cannot drive for a while. The rush hour is when people are going to work or going home from work. At the rush hour, there are many cars on the streets and traffic moves very slowly. Nearly all American cities have rush hours. Drivers do not get tickets very often for speeding at the rush hours because they cannot drive fast.
到此结束。现在，你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。